Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my dears, and welcome to Conversations with Cleo. It is Monday, February the 24th, 2014. All kinds of things came to an end today, and as we approach the end of the month, Mercury retrograde will be finding its closure and completion of the first snap of 2014. So it has been a very busy week. It was the closing ceremonies yesterday of the Sochi 2014 Olympics. Yesterday, the Lake Worth Street Painting Festival concluded, although it is just simply a weekend event. And we are coming to the end of Black History Month, which looks very different than just a short few, 6-7 years ago. But it's not that kind of show, because what we're here to talk about today is all of the many, many wonderful things that are happening in the universe that are created. So you know I had to bring that Mercury vibe out, because I wanted to let you all know that come a week from today, it will be in a fairly safe place. In a very safe place to move forward with your creative plans that you may have slowed at the end of January. If things were slowed for you or on behalf of you, you may find that now they are being sped back up on behalf of you and for you. Let's see, I spent a enormous amount of time this weekend at the Lake Worth Street Painting Festival, which is the 20th anniversary, or the 20th birthday, if you would. They launched and held their first one back in 1994. Now, it's most interesting, since I have lived up in this area, Palm Beach County, which is north of Broward or Dade County, but still considered South Florida. So did I thoroughly confuse you? My bad. Every year that I have come up and I have attended the Street Painting Festival. Now, I did not know about it when I lived in Broward County. I wish I had. It was a very dynamic event. It's very free, which I love that, you know, they have street vendors and things like that. That's not free, but there is no ticket price to come in. Some of the cities I've lived in, they'd have been charging you big money. But it is an odd kind of anomaly. If you look at it from my perspective, I look at it as a blessing every year from Yemaya or Yemajo, depending on what part of the planet you're sitting on. And it's a blessing from her because it always rains. Now, we're not talking torrential, but, you know, when you're talking chalk on the street, you understand, on pavement, a little bit of rain will wash that away. Many of the artists are very smart, and so at the end of the day, they will tape off, with big rolls of tape, you might use in shipping or something like that, you know, the plastic cover kind of thing. Some, and they're a little more daring, and they take their chances. And I heard one artist remark, I had to do it twice last year. Phenomenal talent. And again, the talent that can be achieved with chalk and asphalt just blows my hair back. Now, for those of you who are listening to me, who are artists, who are visual artists, are saying, it's another medium. You see, it doesn't change that much. Look here, I can't draw a straight line with a ruler. So to become impressionistic like some of my favorite painters of old. Cece, mommy told you, if you needed to go outside while I was on the ear, I was not going to break stride and let you out the door. So you all listening to the show know that every time you hear like somebody scratching on something, I Cece that, trying to be stubborn and acting like a little diva. But here's the deal. So it was wonderful. No, did we take Cece down? Let me tell you something. Now, we had rain on Saturday night, all right? That was the first end of the first day of the event. But here's the dynamic. Can you believe that in the daytime, it was upwards of 83 degrees with humidity of 93%. You hear me? Now, I know some of you in places where it's very cold are saying, Miss Cleo, you ain't doing nothing but threatening us with a good time. I feel you. But imagine out on a black asphalt top, you know, being creative, drawing, doing what you do. I went out early Saturday morning, got some great footage, which you'll be able to see, by the way, on the Libsyn channel, you know, and it's in the blog page here. Just go ahead and click it. It'll take you right over there. Or you can hop right over to www.conversationswithcleo.com and you'll be able to find all of the video clips and all of the pictorial videos that we have been putting together for you. Amazing artwork. I mean, I wish I could have taken a photo of everything there, just not feasible. But I do believe that you all will be most impressed with the choices I have pulled out of all of the many photos and the video footage to see. It's amazing. If you are in the area next year, by all means, come out, check it out. If you are a new artist to the area, by all means, people come from around the world. I don't think that people know that the Lake Worth Street Painting Festival, even those who live in Lake Worth, that it is one of the largest events of its kind in the world. I'm not saying it is the largest, but it is one of the largest. Our downtown gets shut the fuck down. You hear me, man? And I say it like that because I'm a resident. And so to get to the bank, which takes like 2 minutes from my house when it's street painting festival time, it can take 45 minutes. I do better to walk. I do better to take my bike. And so sometimes for those of us who live right near downtown, we get a little bit frustrated because we are spoiled. And it's season for us. So the people from up north are here. And so there's a lot of people. You understand? And so we get a little bit bugged. But, you know, downtown shut down for, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks, you know, on 2 major streets, major little streets that come through our little coastal town, you know. And it's phenomenal. And I have to say congrats to the organizers because just based on my own anecdotal observations, it was uber well attended, better than ever I have personally seen before. I thought if I got out early in the morning and got moving around before people, honey, people were already out there. People were ready, which is a beautiful thing because the creativity was absolutely sublime. So when you come over to the website or if you drop by Libsyn, because Libsyn's recorded show will be different from BTR's recorded show. This one, we really are just focusing on the kind of promoing and getting you all to come over to take a look at what's happening on Libsyn and really just talking about the event itself and the things going on around it. And then also to make sure that you all understand that this week may be a bit on the challenging side, only because, you know, just like in the morning, when you start to roll and toss and turn a little bit, as you know, it's soon time for the alarm to go off. You get a little, some of you may get a little agitated. Some are a little sluggish. Well, the same thing happens for Mercury, all right? So as he starts to figure out that he's got to wake up, you understand, as we get near to the end of the week, and then as he wakes up, there's also going to be a new moon event. So for as much activity as we had going on, going in, we got the same amount, if not more, activity going on, coming out. Now I'm sure you all have said, what the hell is Miss C on today? Because she sounds like she's babbling. Perhaps I am. The month of February has indeed been a challenging one. And we have all been challenged with the lesson of patience. I have seen it. I have experienced it. I am continuing to experience it, and I am continuing to remind myself above all else to be patient with self. So I want to send that message again. And this was just not a temporary lesson, my dears. This is a lesson, the patience lesson, that we will need to utilize throughout 2014. Because again, I come back to my creative vibe. Those of you who are creative know that it is a process. That in one moment, somebody may be able to write a hit song in 5 minutes. Somebody, we don't know how long it took Shakespeare to write a sonnet. You understand? It differs for me. There are times I can start a poem and then I can get halfway through it and I don't like it. And I can walk away from it for 2 weeks and then come back and all of a sudden I like it again. It's a very odd dynamic because it all depends on where your mind, body, and spirit has been at. And I was so pushing the envelope at the beginning of the retrograde, and I had a creative project that I was moving on, very excited about, and then I had some doubt in it, and then I had to step away from it for a little bit because I started to feel a bit under the weather. Because for those of you, and just briefly, for those of you who have been following the show, have been with the show for a couple of years, and we're here last year, February, tomorrow marks the anniversary of my dear, dear sister-in-law who was my best friend. I loved her. I was in love with her. I used to tell my brother all the time, I'm pretty sure I got a crush on your wife. No disrespect, you know. There's a lot of things we do, you know, and we'll do to celebrate that person's life. In particular, that first year gone. And my brother's birthday, her husband, was on February the 8th. So it's been an intense month. But in all of that, they were probably some of the best teachers I've ever experienced in the subject matter of life. And so even still, they are teaching me to be patient with myself and to be patient with life and to cherish every moment and to celebrate those moments. So to be out in the streets for 2 days, blinding heat, not always out in the heat of the sun, but can you believe I freaking got sunburned? And yes, for those of you out there that think that black people don't sunburn, you're smoking something bad, because yes, we do. Got sunburned, you see? Well, a whole heap of bad tan on my foot. It's just nose got a little red. Cheeks got a little red. I'm a little chest area. It's just too funny, you know? And I hear my man, me, I wear my shea butter. But anyway, I digress. I know that my dear, dear sister, who was a creative from top to bottom, she would have not have had me anywhere else in the moment, enjoying the creativity and that kind of vibration all around me. And I didn't really start to shed any tears until earlier this morning, you know. And I thought, okay, it's not today, it's tomorrow, but we start to celebrate, you know. And I want to make her proud still, because she, again, one of the best teachers I've ever had. So in light of all of that, you know, there's all of these things going on in February, and I got to tell you, as far as my client base is concerned, a lot of stuff going on in a lot of people's lives. So if that's where you have found yourself in this month of February, it's not personal. Nobody put a curse on you. It's all about the lessons. It's all about the journey. And at the end of the month, if you can turn up just one corner of that mouth and give yourself one half of a smile and a pat on the back and say, uh-oh, good thing, you did good work and you made it true. Please do that for yourself. It is so necessary. And it's hard for people to do it, you know, but let me tell you something. I am learning every day. And so I can do it for myself. And at the end of this month, I'll be able to say, boy, what a month. and I'll still be standing, and I'll know that both my brother-in-law, both my sister-in-law and my brother will be very proud of me. You know, I finished saying goodbye to him in April on 420. Gotta love his style. I love both of them very, very much. So as we get ready to say goodbye to the month of February, and we start to approach spring, although I'm not sure whether Punxsutawney Phil gave spring a date, but since Easter is not well into, is well into April 20th, I believe. Also, don't you love that? 420. That's right. I completely zoned. So you got Easter and you got 420 on the same day. Why? It's going to be big funny church in Washington and Colorado. I mean, no disrespect to anybody. Don't nobody send me no wretched emails. I don't want no mean tweets. Just trying to move through. Keep it 100 and showing love. Giving shout out to all of my brethren on out there in the Twitterverse. I know you all haven't heard from me, but I'm pulling it together and cinching it up, and I will be back out there catching jokes and supporting and loving. We've got some new spotlighters coming to ICFN, so please make sure that you check there regularly. We are getting ever closer. You can pre-order your copy of The Queen's Bridge at conversationswithcleo.com. And I know for all of my northerners, you're waiting for some winter weather to go away and some summer weather, or at least some milder weather to show up so you can start barbecuing. But for those of my folks who are in places where the sun is shining, go online now, man, you know, and get that jerk rub made by these two little hands with nothing but love, my dears, nothing but love. All right, preciouses, I think I have chatted a little bit more than I wanted to. And you know, when I get emotional, I start to sway and digress. But I want to thank you all for each and every one of you over the last year who has showed me comfort, who has showed me love, who have said, you know, I went through something similar. I miss this person. I miss that person. Miss Cleo, for those of you who have purchased Mango and Me, which is a dedication to my dundun, or at that moment, this is a dedication to my daddy. All of this year and all of my creativity will be in part dedicated to my brother, my sister-in-law. And this show is dedicated to the memory of my dear Deborah Marsh. I just called her Deb. And she was a force to be reckoned with and one of the most amazing witches I've ever known. So with that being said, my dears, and she certainly would have echoed this and applauded, create every moment you speak. Peace until next week.